So I just recorded the most terrible podcast ever. And as it's playing it back and I'm cringing and horrified at what I sound like, it keeps flashing, want to add background music? Do you want to click here to add background music? Like, yeah, that's going to help me not sound like a freaking idiot. It's if I just add some background music. That's a great idea. So I didn't do it. I just deleted it. Now I feel bad about that. Hey guys, my name's Alex, and I wanted to give you a little bit of my backstory before we really get rolling to let you know why I'm here and see why you're here. So I grew up in a small town, about 1,200 people, give or take, throughout my childhood. It's been kind of consistent for about a decade, and I was the typical small town kid. I couldn't wait to graduate. And I knew I had this huge life ahead of me, and I had so much potential because everyone kept telling me that, and I believed it. And, through and through, millennial, where I was told that I could go and achieve great things, and I had no doubt that I could. And so I graduated from high school and did what many high achieving small town graduates do. I left for college and swore I would never, ever, ever come back. And I went through college, would come home to visit, but just kept looking at what future do I have in store, and what big town, and all looking at the different cities, and just couldn't wait to live the big life that society promised me and said that if I was going to be successful, that's what it meant, that I was going to get a big job in a big city, and that's what success meant. And graduated from high school or from college and got married, and my husband and I were actually expecting our first child. And about halfway through the pregnancy, we kind of thought, you know what? What are we doing right now? We're about to start a family. And we're hours and hours away from either of our families. Maybe we should move closer so that these kids that we're going to have can experience life with their grandparents a little more than they would if we stayed here. And so then we're looking at, okay, where are we going to move? And we started to see the value of small town when you're raising a family, because you hear about that a lot. But we really looked back at my small town and started to realize there's a lot of really great things there. And inherently, it's a really great community that maybe was something we weren't experiencing in other places that we saw or lived. And it came down to, we realized, you know what? That small community invested a lot in me, because small communities invest a lot in their children and in all of the children that are raised in a small community. And so we thought, maybe it's time to not only raise our children in that community where we have the support of a small town, but also to go back and it's time for us to invest in the community that invested so much in me. So we moved back, and we had these great, we're moving back to help this small town, and we're going to be, here we are coming back with our college educations, and we're going to be such a gift, and it's going to be, you know, we're doing this, it's a noble thing. And I would say, overwhelmingly, the feeling I got from people was not one of gratitude of, oh my gosh, thank you. Our future, the future of our town depends on our young adults going out and getting an education and then coming back. The reaction I felt instead was, oh, so you didn't make it in the real world. That's too bad. Oh, you had to move back home because the real world was too tough, or you weren't smart enough to exist in the real world, or you didn't have what it takes. Overwhelmingly, you didn't have what it takes. And it really took a few years for that to really settle into my soul and feel terrible. And to the point that I had this reaction of, damn it, no, I moved back here for you. And I started to forget that I'd moved back for myself too, because I was so frustrated that the reaction was the way it was. And just the feeling of doing something for the good of a community and not feeling appreciated for it is one thing, but whatever on that. But being made to feel like I was a failure for doing so, I didn't like feeling like I was failing in deciding to help my community. So I really hit a wall in feeling that greatness wasn't expected of me, because maybe I was written off as, well, I'm just living in a small town now and I'm kind of resigned to small town life. And I kind of sunk into a funk, partly because I was distracted with babies and jobs and life, and it's hard to stay afloat in life as it is, let alone when you're also trying to think about the community around you. And so most of us, I feel like most of the time we're just trying to tread water, and that's life. That's totally understandable. But I struggled in that this wall I kept bumping up against was feeling very alone, to put it bluntly, that here we are not only moving back to invest in a community that maybe I can't find the spot of exactly how we're supposed to help, and struggling to find that niche and that place to make an impact, but also then feeling incredibly alone in that I some days felt like there just weren't enough young adults, period. That's no mystery. Lots of people talk about how there's the youth are missing from small towns, but especially just to find kindred spirits and close friends in the other young, educated, intelligent, high ideal, future-minded individuals that shared the vision and the passion that I was so desperate to hone in on for the sake of our town. And it just was lonely. It was lonely. It was lonely. I felt like the only person in the world, other than my husband, of course, that was living in a small town and wanted to make it better. So I wallowed in this loneliness for way, way longer than I would like to admit. And there came a certain moment, and a lot of little moments, where I kind of had to get real with myself and shake my shoulders. And no, that's stupid. I didn't shake my shoulders. But if I could have talked to myself, I would have taken myself by my shoulders and just shaken me and said, suck it up, Sally. You really think you're so alone and miserable? Look around. Look around this town. Look at Jim at the bank. Do you think he doesn't care about the community? Look at so-and-so at the grocery store. Do you really think if you asked them that they would say they didn't care about this community? Look at the gas station. Look at the schools. Look at all these teachers. Do you think that they're giving their lives out at this school because they don't care about the community? That's ridiculous. That's bullshit. And I started to be more honest with myself, suck myself out of this, I feel so alone, and why isn't anybody helping, and why aren't we doing stuff? Somebody should do something, and realize that everybody's saying somebody should do something. And guess what? Aren't you somebody? Somebody should do something, then be that somebody. Do it. You're somebody. You can make a difference. And reframing it like that, I had the epiphany that everybody wants it to be better. And the vast majority of people are willing to work to make it better, to ensure a fantastic future. Everybody wants a thriving community, and there's only a few bad apples that actually want to be negative about everything. The problem is, the reason we're stuck in these negative cycles is because we don't know what to do. We don't know what to do to make it better, or we'd already be doing it. We need guidance and we need to know what works. But you wouldn't be in the situation if you knew what worked. So it's this terrible, terrible, vicious cycle. And so I decided, you know what? Let's start figuring out what works. So I started researching. I started digging down every rabbit hole in the internet, searching for anything that looked like, hinted, smelled like, anything that even resembled small town success. And I started reaching out to those people. If I read a story about a small town that had a successful event, I would reach out to the people who planned that event. I would reach out to small town economic development directors. I would, if I found a town that had a unique fundraiser that had been a huge success, I would reach out to the people who thought of that idea. And all of these people, I would say, tell me what you know. Tell me what we should be doing. Tell me where the hope is. And I started to learn little, and it's a good path. But the other things that I have learned through it are that I'm not alone. I am not alone. Every small town has people who feel like they're all alone in this journey. And I've also discovered that a lot of the things that society tells us about small towns are not true. There are some really, really, really terrible lies told about small towns. And the blunt truth is they're lies. And we need to start spreading that message that there is good in small towns. And we need to band together. Those of us who are lonely and feel like we are fighting this solo battle, it's time for us to realize that we're not alone. This is not a solo battle. There are thousands of us that can come together and make a huge difference for our towns. And so I'm here to tell you that I'm still destined for greatness, even if I live in a small town. And you know what? Maybe because I live in a small town. And more than that, I'm here to tell you that you are destined for greatness. And the secret to that greatness is maybe the fact that you live in a small town. Maybe whatever plan there is for your life is achievable because you live in a small town and you care about that community. And that is the secret to your success. So I'm inviting you to follow along with me because I'm still on this search. I've just started this search to figure out what works and what we should be doing for our small towns. But the fact that I realize there's so many people out there like me, I want to extend an invitation to you to come with me on this journey. Let's find out these truths together and be heroes for our communities.